Actually, we're doing story writing. So I'm writing a book for kids in Yorta Yorta language. Getting language out there is really important, you know, and like growing up not knowing language and trying to learn it yourself and pass it on to your kids when you don't actually know it, it's pretty hard, but it's worth it.
Mm. I remember as a kid being in resi care, I remember this one home I was in, there was one girl that came into our resi unit in South Australia, and she was from the bush, you know, like she knew all her lingo and whatnot, and we were driving on the road one time going back to the house, and a bus went past with all her mob, all her family, brothers, aunties, nieces, nephews, and she's up the window waving away and, you know, talking, screaming out the window, and they can't hear me, but I know they can lip read, you know, they understood. And for me, I remember sitting back and just watching that and feeling this, and it was good. It was an amazing feeling to hear and to see, but for me, it was a broken piece of identity for myself because I couldn't do that in my language and I still can't to this day. Like, I know a few words here and there, but I don't know how to speak fluently in my hometown lingo, so...
It's been hard trying to connect all the pieces and find language because obviously our we weren't allowed to speak our language. We were killed when we were speaking our Indigenous language. We're still trying to pick up the pieces, but... Slowly, and soon enough, hopefully I'll be fluent in my language. We're still trying to get all those pieces though and be able to reconnect with our language.